Papawanasquan, Kaskawanasquan. These were recorded in Fort Severn, Hudson Bay Manager. Now, I am going to read this paper for which I have did an interview with this lady. We first of all, I talked to her in the morning, about 7 a.m., March 12, 1993. I phoned Mrs. Nancy Patrick just to ask one particular question. There was a man by the name of Winawistagos. That means a man with the soft voice. Man with the soft voice. His name was actually John Anishinaabe. He was only known as Anishinaabe by his father or grandfather. But he was Christianized and his name was John. And then there was another one that I wanted to know about. This was my relatives, my ancestor. My personal ancestor was known to be a lady. Her name was Kisheswapi. And she married to Winawistagos, John Anishinaabe. And she was known only as Kisheswapi. It means Grand Sophia. She has married twice. She married the first husband and then they had one or some children, not many. And then she has a daughter. She has one daughter, same name as her. So she was known to be a Sophie Junior. She has a daughter, I think. By the name of Christian. So I don't know these things really, but that is all I know. Christian, I think, was the one who married to David Okemau. And then they have one girl by the name of Scholastic, and she is my mother. So that's the child of David and Christian Okemau. And then that was the end of my telephone interview to Mrs. Nancy Patrick. And so we began to talk about many other things. I began to ask her then those names that I remember, which my mother used to mention. And now I want to say about something about this Mrs. Nancy Patrick. Nancy Patrick is now 88 years old. She thinks she's much older than 88. She's living with her sister-in-law. In name, it's written as Rachel Sutherland. Actually, she was Rachel Shekapoetam. That was the original name. And she became Rachel Sutherland when she married her husband. Actually, she do not use the name Rachel, but she used Angela Sutherland. She is also in her 80 years, few years younger than Nancy Patrick. They are sister-in-laws to each other. Nancy said she knew she now hard of hearing and really cannot talk. She said it's very hard for them, the two of them, staying in one house, to go downstairs to make a fire by themselves. Like at this morning at 7:30 a.m. they are still in bed. They were still in bed when I went there. Because no one could make a fire, they couldn't go down. That time they could not go down to make a fire.